Yud Cheshvin, Monday, 7th of November, Rabbi Yeshaya Straw, Atri Yitzhatzov.
Good morning. I'd like to bring some interesting subject, which I'm sure everyone will enjoy. We find on when we daven on Yom Tov, we say the Nusach of Atov HaChalton, we call Amim, Titeinon Hashem Elekeinu, Vasyeinu Hashem Elekeinu, Espilkas Miyadech, we say the Tefillah of Yom Tov. When it's Shabbos and Yom Tov, we add in Shal Shabbos, we say the Tefillah of Yom Tov, but we add in the Shabbos, Titeinon Hashem Elekeinu, Be'avu, Vasyeinu HaShabbos Hazeh, Vasyeinu HaGamatzis, V'chagashvuis. At the end we say, V'asiyenu Hashem Elikeinu, Espil Kasmiyadecha, L'chaim U'l'sholem, L'simcha U'l'sosein. So when it's Shabbos, we add in, Elikeinu V'elikea, V'isenu Tzivim Nuchaseinu, Katsenu Mitzvisecha, V'isen Chalkeinu V'soyosecha, Sabinu Mituvecha, Samchinu B'shuasecha. We say the Nusach of Shabbos and Yom Tov together. On Rish Chodesh, we say, Elikeinu, when we say the davening on a weekday when it's Rish Chodesh and Musaf, you say the tefillah of Rish Chodesh, Oshei Chodoshim, Nam Chonosata, and we finish off with Elikeinu Elikeinu, we say, Chadesh Oleinu, Esa Chodesh, Azeh Leteva, Velevoch, Elasosin, Elisimcha, Adishuam, Nelchoma, Kivamcha, Yisrael, Bechartu, Mikol HaUmo, Yisvuchuk, Oshei Chodoshim, Nam Kovotu, we say the Nusach of Rish Chodesh. On Shabbos, Rish Chodesh, we say, Ata Yotzauta, and at the end of Atta Yatzalta, we say, Elikeinu Elikea, we say, Netzivim Nuchasin. You can see it on the paper. So it says, in three sections. So the Nusach which we say, Nusach Ashkenaz, is at the bottom on the right hand side. Elikeinu Elikea, we say, Netzivim Nuchasin. V'chad Yishalim, Yim HaShabbos Hazeh, Sachritish Hazeh, Letivim, Levroch, Lesosin, Lesimcha, Lishol, Nechom, Lefanos, Lechalkola, Lechaim, Lesholim, Nimchil, Aschid, Nisich, Azor, Nkiv, Amcha, Yisrael, Bechart, Mekura, Leumais, V'chshavas kodesh cholem oidoto v'chukei rosh chodoshim nem kovoto. You say the nusach, and if we notice, we don't say the whole nusach which we say every Shabbos. Every Shabbos we say katshenu mitzvisecha v'sein chalkenu b'seyosecha. We say on Shabbos. In the nusach which we say on Rish Chodesh, Shabbos or Rish Chodesh, we miss out katshenu b'mitzvisecha v'sein chalkenu b'seyosecha. You just say the nusach which we say every Rish Chodesh. Chadish Oleinu Esas Yom HaShabbos Hazeh Esas Chodesh Al Tevu Livracha. We say the Nusach of Rish Chodesh. We finish off Kivam Chayisah Bechalta Mikol Omeis Shabbos Kodesh Choleim Oidot Vchuk Rosh Chodesh Shunem Kovota Boruch Atah Hashem Kadesh Yashabbos Yisrael Asmanim. So if we notice, we miss out the whole thing which we say Katshenu Mitzvisecha V'sein Chalkenu B'Seyosecha. We don't say it on Shabbos or Rish Chodesh. And the question is, why do we miss it out? On Shabbos and Yom Tov, when we daven Shabbos and Yom Tov together, we say the whole Nusach. Katsheinu Mitzvisecha, V'sein Chalkenu B'Seyosecha, Sabbeinu Mitzvisecha, Samchinu Shoseecha, V'Hanchileinu Hashem Elokeinu, Bavu V'Rotzin Tzimcha, Ososin Shabbos Ma'atei Kodshecha. Why is it on Shabbos Rish Chodesh, we miss out the whole Nusach of Katsheinu Mitzvisecha? This question was asked by the Orach HaShulchan, and the Orach HaShulchan, Nuchis Rish Chodesh, says that there's a printing mistake in the Siddurim, and he says, on Shabbos and Yom Rish Chodesh, you should say the Nusach Katshenu Mitzvisecha as well. And the printing mistake in the Ulda Siddurim. And if we look on the Nusach of the Arizal, which is on the right hand side, the top Nusach. If you look at the Nusach, Lekeinu Kareisim Tzim Nuchasenu, Chad Zuleinu, Yom Shabbos Chodesh Tev Devroch, Chad Shabbos Mitzvim Chadishon Nechoma. He continues, and then he continues on, Katshenu Mitzvisecha. The same chalkenu b'seyosecha, sabin mituvecha, saying the nusach of the Arizal, which is the nusach of the same Chabad in Lubavitch, they do have the whole tefillah katshenu mitzvisecha. They say it as well. So Orach HaShulchan says it's a printing mistake in the Siddurim, and we meant to add in these words katshenu mitzvisecha, and that's what he does. And we have to correct the Siddurim. That's what the Orach HaShulchan says. Moron Rav Eliyoshiv gives a different answer where he says that it's an all included. I'm trying to work it out. Maybe together we say it's katshenu mitzvisecha v'sein chalkenu b'seyosecha. So we ask Hashem to give us a chedek in the Torah. It says that's included in the Chaim u'Lesholem. Because Chaim is life, is to have Torah. Sabeinu mituvecho is maybe in the Sosin or the Simcha, but in any case, each part, the Chaim u'Lesholem maybe, but each part of the tefillah which we say on Shabbos, Katzein mitzvistacho, is included as well in the Nusach which we say on Rosh Chodesh. So therefore there's no need, says Avel Yosef, to say the Nusach of Katzein mitzvistacho. There's no printing mistake in the Sidurim. There's no need to say this Nusach. That's what Gaon Avel Yosef says. But this all explains maybe our Nusach, either it's a printing mistake or it's included. But if we look on the left-hand side of the paper, we have there the Nusach of the Sfardim. If you look at the Nusach of the Sfardim, it's completely different. They say, Ata Yotzauto, okay, that I couldn't put in the paper, but they say, Ata Yotzauto, Uviyoim HaShabos, Uvroshi Chotseichem. Then they say, if you look at the top of the left-hand side, that's where they finish off with Rosh Chodesheichem, which means Midim Kil Chosom. Then they say, Lekeinu Velekeah, we say, No Chadesh Aleinu, Es HaChodesh HaZeh, L'Toyv of Livroch, L'Sosim Nesim Chodesh Nechom, Panos HaChalkola, Kiva Amcho Yisrael, Mikol Omis Bachata, Vuchuk Rosh Chodoshim, Nehem Kovota, full stop. Next, Yismuchu V'malchuscha, Shoyim Yishav Zekoy Yoyneg, then, Elikeinu Elikav Yitzeinu, Yitzeinu Nuchasenu, Katzein Mitzvasecho, Sinchakim Sinchasecho, Sabein Mituvecho, Samchim Sinchasecho. They say the Nusach of Shabbos. So we look at the Nusach of the Sfardim, they say the whole Nusach of Rosh Chodesh. Then they say Yismachu V'malchuscha. And then they say, Elikeinu Elikav Yitzeinu, Yitzeinu Nuchasenu, of Shabbos. So the Sfardim, we can see, the Sfardim do say this Nusach of Shabbos as well. And the Makor for the Nusach of the Sfardim is from the Rambam, is from the Avudram, in the Goinim, the Sidurim of the Goinim. They all have the Nusach like the Sfardim say. So we do see that really on Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, we should be saying this Nusach, Katsheinu B'mitzvaysecha, V'sein Chalkeinu B'sevsecha. So we have a Makor maybe for the Orach HaShulchan, from the Nusach of the Sfardim, that's what we're meant to say. But now the question comes along, and this is where we're going to bring some very important yesodos, that on Shabbos and Yom Tov, the minag, what we do, is we say, V'asiyenu Hashem Elokeinu, Espil Kasmi Adech, Olachayim Olesholim, Simcha Olesholim, and we say, when it's Shabbos Yom Tov, we add in the Brocha, Elokeinu Velikah, V'sein Sivim Nuchosenu, Katsin Mitzisecha, V'sein Chokim Tzisecha, Sabein Mitovecha, V'samchim Tzisecha, V'tai Libein Laudu Choremes, we say one bracha, where in this one bracha we include Shabbos and we include Yom Tov. Whereas on Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, when we look in the Rambam, it's not included. When the Rambam brings the tefillah of Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, first we say the tefillah of Rosh Chodesh, Chadesh Aleinu es HaChodesh HaZeh L'Toyv of Livracha. Then, after saying the tefillah of Rosh Chodesh, we say Yismachu v'malchuscha. We make a break, and then afterwards we say the bracha of Shabbos. And they came with the kavisin, say v'nuchasenu katzein v'tzmisacha. We say the bracha of Shabbos. So the question is, why is the difference? On Shabbos, Yom Tov, we make one bracha. Where in this bracha we say that it's Shabbos, and we say that it's Yom Tov. On Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, the Nusach of Ata Yatzat in the Rambam is, first we say the Bakosha, the tefillah of Rosh Chodesh, then we say Yismachu v'malchuscha, and then we say the Brocha of Shabbos. Why is it that on Shabbos and Yom Tov we say one Brocha with both Shabbos and Yom Tov together, whereas Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh we separate it, and we say Rosh Chodesh separately, and then we say the Brocha of Shabbos. So let's just quickly say what we said. We don't say on Shabbos Rosh Chodesh the Nusach of Ashkenaz, Nusach of Sfard. We don't say the Tefillah of Shabbos. We don't say Katzein Mitzvasecha, V'sein Chalkim Mitzvasecha. We say Chadesh Aleinu Es HaChodesh. No, I need this paper. More paper. Ah, that's it. So we say we don't say the Nusach of Shabbos and Yom Tov from Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh we say. We don't say Katzeinu mitzvaysecha, V'sein Chalkeinu mitzvaysecha. On Shabbos Yom Tov, we say V'asena Hashem Elokeinu. We mention Shabbos and Yom Tov in one bracha, whereas on Rosh Chodesh we don't mention it. The Sfardim mention Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, but it's separated. They must first say the Tefillah of Rosh Chodesh, they say Yismachu V'malchuscha, and then they say the Tefillah of Shabbos. They don't put it as one bracha, and the question is, what is the difference? So there's two very, first I'll tell you, an interesting maisa which happens when Moshe Feinstein. There's a person in prison in Russia, and the Russians, they took away any possibility to let him have any Yiddishkeit in the prison. And this person, Baruch Hashem, he had a good head, and he was able to keep up with the dates, and he was able to daven without tefillin, without a siddur, but able to daven every single day, and he daven the three tefillahs, and Shabbos daven tefillahs of Shabbos, on Yom Tov. And the question which he asked of Moshe Feinstein was like this. He asked of Moshe Feinstein, the Baruch Hashem, he knows the davening by heart, but there's one davening which he doesn't know by heart, and that's Atah Yotzalto. He doesn't know Atah Yotzalto by heart, and so he asked the question like this. On Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh is falls on Shabbos, and you need to say Atah Yotzalto. He doesn't know Atah Yotzalto, so what should he do? Should he daven the Musaf of Shabbos? Or since he doesn't know Atah Yotzalto, and today is Rosh Chodesh, maybe he shouldn't daven at all, because he's going to say Tikanta Shabbos. It's not the right davening. That's what he asked of Moshe Feinstein. So Moshe Feinstein answered, he said, Bisvah, he said, what happens in the Beis HaMikdash if they only have a korban of Shabbos, they don't have a korban of Rosh Chodesh? Would they bring the korban of Shabbos or not? Said the Moshe Feinstein, that of course they bring the korban of Shabbos. Even though they don't have the korban of Rosh Chodesh, they bring the korban of Shabbos. So therefore, Moshe Feinstein said that even if you don't know the tefillah of Atah Yotzalto, so you can't bring the korban musaf of Rosh Chodesh. But at least say the musaf of Shabbos in order to be yotzeh for the korban of musaf of Shabbos. That's how Moshe Feinstein passed into this person in prison in Russia. Abshem Zalman wanted to say it is possible, maybe to argue with the psak of Moshe Feinstein. It says in the Gemara in Yuma that someone on Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol does all the avoid on Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur, when Yom Kippur is on Shabbos, then it says in the Gemara that the Kohen Gadol does the avoid of Yom Kippur, but he also does the avoid of Shabbos, even though the din is the Kohen Gadol only needs to do the avoid of Yom Kippur. But when Yom Kippur is on Shabbos, the Kohen Gadol does the avoidah of Shabbos as well. So the Gemara explains, why is it that the Kohen Gadol does the avoidah of Shabbos? The Gemara says, because the Yom Kippur has, what's the word?
Precedent.
What?
Precedent.
No, not precedent. It has, it affects Shabbos. It's a Yom Kippur Dika Shabbos. The Yom Kippur has an effect on Shabbos, and Shabbos has an effect on Yom Kippur. So even though the korbanos is being for Shabbos, but since it's Yom Kippur today, the Kedusha of Yom Kippur is also Chal on the korbanos of Shabbos. So therefore the korbanos of Shabbos are like Yom Kippur Dika korbanos. So therefore the Kohen Gadol needs to do the korbanos of Shabbos as well. That's what it says in the Gemara. So it says, we see from here that when we have two things together, Shabbos and Yom Kippur, then the avoid of Shabbos and the avoid of Yom Kippur are affected by each other. So in the same way he said, on Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, the Shabbos will affect Rosh Chodesh, and Rosh Chodesh will affect Shabbos. So therefore, when we daven the Musaf of Shabbos, it's not enough just to say the Musaf of Shabbos, because since it's Rosh Chodesh, you need to add in Rosh Chodesh as well in that tefillah. So therefore, if Shlomo Zalman wanted to say, if he doesn't know the Nusach Atah Yotzalto, maybe it's better that he doesn't daven, because the Rosh Chodesh is also part of the tefillah. What was that? Okay, we'll see that soon, okay? So, in any case, so we want to go back to those stories and explain this, maybe that the two psakim of Moshe Feinstein. There's two very interesting questions which have been asked by the Achronim, and from there we can learn an important story to maybe explain the Nusach of the Sfardim. The Nusach, our Nusach is too complicated and there won't be time, and maybe afterwards someone who wants to know can use this. The Nusach of the Sfarim. Okay, so there's two questions which we have to ask, where the halacha is like this. Someone who davens on Shabbos, he got mixed up, and he said the weekday Shemini Esrei. I'm sure it happens very often. They started saying after Choinein and after Snachlonu, and Baruch Hashem, they went on and on and on. And Baruch Hashem, they davened. And they mentioned in davening they had Shabbos today. Somehow they managed to mention in Shabbos, in davening they had Shabbos today. The halacha is Yoytze Shemini Esrei. If someone davened the whole week, they Shemini Esrei, and he mentioned they had Shabbos today, he's Yoytze. So the Mefarshim ask an interesting question, which is not written in the Shulchan Aruch, but the Achronim, that's what the Poskim say, someone on Shabbos and Yom Tov, he davened the Tefillah of Shabbos and Yom Tov. He said the whole lot of the Chaltono, and he davened everything, Shabbos and Yom Tov, Tignon Hashem Nekeinu, Seyma Shabbos is there, Seyma Suri Chag HaSukhi is there, and he davened the whole davening, and at the end he finished off, Baruch Atah Hashem, Mekadesh Yisrael, Hazman, and he forgot to say Shabbos. He forgot to say Shabbos, where is it in? So the Poskim learn, he's not Yoytza. He davened the whole tefillah of Shabbos and Yom Tov. He didn't say Mekadesh is HaShabbos V'Yisrael V'Azmanim. He just said Mekadesh Yisrael V'Azmanim. He's not Yoytza. So Asher Yishenim, Asher Achreinim, why is it he's not Yoytza? If someone davened the whole weekday davening, and he just said that it's Shabbos, he mentioned in Shemayin Esrei, if Shabbos is Yoytza. So here this person, he davened the whole Shabbos and Yom Tov davening. He said, V'atitei nonus v'yem HaShabbos there, Sim Chagasukis there. So he mentioned Shabbos and he mentioned Yom Tov. He finished off Mekadesh Yisrael Vazman. He didn't say Shabbos. Why is he not Yoytza? Why? What's wrong? He mentioned Shabbos in Shemayin Esrei. The Knesset HaGdolah BeEmes says that he is Yoytza. He says because if someone said the whole davening was said Shabbos and Yom Tov, it doesn't make a difference to finish Mekadesh Shabbos and Vazman. But the Poskim learned that he's not Yoytza and ask why not? Why is it worse? Why is it worse than someone who only davened a weekday davening and he mentioned Shabbos? Second question they ask, the Mogen Avraham asks, is it certain, not the Mogen Avraham, sorry, the Derech HaChaim, it's a person on the Siddha, it's a Nesivas, Derech HaChaim asks, they says someone who davened a weekday davening, he davened a weekday davening, Baruch Hashem, he went weiter and weiter and weiter, Baruch Hashem Shemei Tefillah, and already the Chazon Shem started Chazos HaShatz, and he knows it never happens to him that he finishes after the Chazon starts, and then he realized suddenly that it's Shabbos, and he's davened the wrong davening. So it says in the Shulchan Aruch, he got to Shemei Tefillah, he didn't daven Shabbos, he needs to go back to Shabbos. He needs to say Yismach Moshe, or if it's Friday night, or to Kiddashta. He needs to say the davening of Shabbos. Ask the Mogen Avraham, why is it that he needs to say the davening of Shabbos? Why is it not enough just to say, let's say, the Ritzeh of benching? We said someone who just mentioned Shabbos in Shmoyne Esrei, he's Yoytza. So if he's davened the whole weekday davening, why does he need to say now Yismach Moshe, or to Kiddashta? Let him just say this Ritzeh of benching, Ritzeh Vachritzeinu, or say something, mention Shabbos, and he'll be Yoytza. Why is it that he needs to daven the whole tefillah of Shabbos? So we've got two questions. The first question is, if he says Mekadesh Yisrael Vazmanim, why is he not Yoytza? If he didn't say Mekadesh Shabbos, he mentioned Shabbos. And the second question is, why is it that if he davened the whole weekday davening and he forgot that it was Shabbos, he needs to go back to Yismach Moshe? Why is it not enough just to say some Ritzeh of Shabbos, some tefillah of Shabbos? So the Pri Chodosh says from this a very, very interesting story, and that's where we get back to the Nusach of the davening. Okay, let's just quickly, we're going to understand the Nusach of Atayot Sarto. Why is it on Atayot Sarto? The Nusach of Sfardim is the first mentioned Rosh Chodesh, then they say Yismach of Malchuscha, and then they say Shabbos. They don't say Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh together, whereas on Shabbos Yom Tov, the Nusach is like ours, V'asin Hashem Eleikeinu, they mention Shabbos and Yom Tov together. What is the difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov to Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh? So the Pri Chodosh says, we see from the two questions just asked now, why is it someone who forgot Shabbos, why does he need to go back to Yismach Moshe? Why is it if he says Mekadesh Yisrael V'Azmanim, and didn't say Mekadesh Shabbos is not Yoytza? Says the Pri Chodosh, we see from here a big Yisrael, that on Shabbos and Yom Tov, we have to say a brocha for Shabbos. We say a whole brocha, a special brocha in Shemini Esrei, the Chvod Shabbos. And therefore, says the Pri Chodosh, if someone said, mentioned Shabbos in Shemini Esrei, it's not lechatchila, but it's Yoytza. Really, if he forgot to mention Shabbos, he said the whole week the Shmonesrei, he got to Shemiat Tefillah, and then he remembered it's Shabbos, he has to say a bracha for Shabbos. So he goes to Yismach Moshe, Uato Kitashta, and he says a bracha for Shabbos. On Shabbos and Yom Tov, we need to say a bracha for Shabbos. In the same way he says a Pri Chodosh. If he just said, Mekadesh Yisrael Vazmanim, and he didn't say Mekadesh HaShabbos, he didn't say a bracha properly. So if he didn't say a bracha properly, the bracha is no good. Because on Shabbat and Yom Tov, we need to say a bracha for Shabbos. He's Meshanem Imatpeh Ashtovu Chachomim. He didn't say the bracha properly. If he didn't say a bracha properly, he says, no Yotzer. He needs to daven again. If he said the whole week the Shmoyna Esrei, then it's only b'diavad he's Yotzer, because he said the proper Shmoyna Esrei, and he mentioned Shabbos, he's Yotzer. But really, on Shabbos and Yom Tov and Shmoyna Esrei, we need to say a bracha for Shabbos, we need to say a bracha for Yom Tov. Therefore, if someone just finished off Mekadesh Yisrael Vazmanim, says a Pri Chodosh, he's not Yotzer, he did not say a bracha for Shabbos, he needs to say the whole bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem, Mekadesh HaShabbos, Yisrael Vazmanim. No, if he said a proper Shmoyna Esrei, where the brachas were all good and he mentioned Shabbos, it's okay. But if he only said the bracha on Shabbos and Yom Tov, and he didn't say the bracha properly, because he missed out the ending, then didn't say the bracha properly.
Has he got to say the whole Shema Nesra again?
If he finished, he's got to say it again. If he didn't finish, he goes back to, I think, Vasi'enu. It would, maybe he'd go back to Atov HaChaltona. I think it'd be enough to go back to Vasi'enu. I'm not sure. So, we see, Akobanim, the Pichodos says to us a big Yosoid, on Shabbos and Yom Tov, we need to say a bracha for Shabbos, we need to say a bracha for Yom Tov. Comes along the Pri Chodosh and adds, and here's the Yosef which will answer the Nuschos. Says the Pri Chodosh that on Shabbos we need to say a bracha for Shabbos. On Yom Tov we need to say a bracha for Yom Tov. But on Rosh Chodesh there's no thing to make a bracha for Rosh Chodesh. When we daven on a weekday to Rosh Chodesh, you don't say a special bracha for Rosh Chodesh. You just say Yalev Yovoy. Oh, on Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, in Ma'ariv, we say the Ma'ariv, the normal Ma'ariv, and then we say Yale V'Yovoy. On Rosh Chodesh, and Chol HaMoed adds on, which makes it a bit problematic, on Rosh Chodesh, there's no din to make a bracha for Rosh Chodesh. Only on Shabbos we have a din to make a bracha for Shabbos. On Yom Tov we have a din to make a bracha for Yom Tov. On Rosh Chodesh, there's no din to make a bracha for Rosh Chodesh. So therefore, says the Pri Chodosh Lemaisa, and that's what we pass in as well. If someone said on Rosh Chodesh, Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, he finished off and said, Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadesh HaShabbos, and he did not say V'Yisrael V'Rosh Chodoshim, says the Pri Chodesh is Yotzer. On Shabbos and Yom Tov, if he said Mekadesh HaShabbos and didn't say V'Yisrael V'Azmanim, he's not Yotzer, because there's a bracha for Shabbos and there's a bracha for Yom Tov. But on Rosh Chodesh, there's no din to make a bracha for Rosh Chodesh. On Rosh Chodesh, we just need to mention that it's Rosh Chodesh. We say Yalev Yovoy. We don't need to say a bracha for Rosh Chodesh. So therefore, on Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, if he said Baruch Ata Hashem Mekadesh HaShabbos, and he did not say V'Yisrael V'Rosh Chodesh, he says the Chodesh is it. So now, with this Yisrael, we can come back to the maybe thing, the Nusach of the Rishonim, the Nusach of the Sfardim. What is the difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov and Shabbos Rosh Chodesh? On Shabbos and Yom Tov, we say V'asiyinu Hashem Elokeinu Espirkas Meyadecha, and we mention in that bracha Elokeinu Elokeinu, we say Netzeinu Nuchosenu Katzeinu Mitzvisecha. All in one bracha we say Shabbos and Yom Tov. Whereas on Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, according to Rambam, they first say Chadish Oneinu Esachritus Zel Tevu of the bracha. Then they make a break and they say Yismachu V'Malchuscha. And then they say Elokeinu Elokeinu Hashem the same Nuchosenu of Shabbos. So why do they separate Shabbos from Rosh Chodesh, whereas Shabbos on Yom Tov they say it's one bracha? According to what we said, we can explain in a very easy way. On Shabbos and Yom Tov we need to say a bracha for Shabbos, and we need to say a bracha for Yom Tov. So since we need to say a bracha for Shabbos and Yom Tov, so we make one bracha of Shabbos and Yom Tov together. And we say one bracha. It's Vasiyenu Hashem Elokeinu, Elokeinu Mekav Hashem Nesim Nuchosenu Olim, one bracha, and we finish Mekadesh HaShabbos Yisrael Vazmanim. Whereas on Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, there, we don't need to make a bracha for Rosh Chodesh. On Rosh Chodesh, nothing to make a bracha, we just need to mention that it's Rosh Chodesh. But on Shabbos, we need to make a bracha. So therefore, says the Rambam and the other Rishonim, first we say the tefillah for Rosh Chodesh. We don't need a bracha for Rosh Chodesh. So we say the tefillah of Rosh Chodesh. Chadish Aleinu Es HaChodesh Hazeh, the Tev of the bracha. Then we say Yisrochu Malchuscha. And then we say the bracha for Shabbos, because Shabbos needs the bracha, but Rosh Chodesh doesn't need the bracha. Finish on the Kachsha Shabbos of Asmanim, because after all, it is Rosh Chodesh, but there's no din on Rosh Chodesh. Because it is Rosh Chodesh, no din that we have to do. That's what the Prophet says. If he doesn't say he said Rosh Chodesh, he's Yotzer. On Shabbos and Yom Tov, if he doesn't say, he's not Yotzer. We just mention it, because after all, it is Hashem is Mekadesh on Shabbos and Hashem is Mekadesh on Yisrael Rosh Chodesh. It's not something which is Ma'akiv. Whereas Shabbos and Yom Tov, says the Prichodesh, it's Pai, we need to make a bracha for Shabbos, we need to make a bracha for Yom Tov. So therefore we say all is one bracha, and finish off, Mekadesh on Shabbos, Yisrael Vazman. When we come back to this Maisa, the Maisa Feinstein, maybe, okay, it's all Derech Drush now, okay? Maybe Kateilu Veilu Devele Kim Chai. A Maisa Feinstein said, someone who doesn't know Ata Yotzauta, he doesn't know Ata Yotzauta, he should say the Musaf of Shabbos, said the Maisa Feinstein, because if they only have one Korban, they only have the Korban of Shabbos, they'll bring the Korban of Shabbos. He doesn't know Ata Yotzauta, he should say Tikanta Shabbos. Shlomo Zalman said that we find on Yom Kippur, the Yom Kippur has an effect on Shabbos, and Shabbos has an effect on Yom Kippur, so therefore it has an effect on it, so the Kohen Gadol brings all the korbanos of Shabbos and Yom Kippur, so maybe Shmoneh Esrei, if you don't want only Musaf of Shabbos without Musaf of Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Chodesh has an effect on Shabbos, so it's not a good Shabbos Musaf. Some of Shlomo Zalman wanted to say. According to what we said, it depends. If it's Shabbos and Yom Kippur, where on Shabbos and Yom Kippur we need to make a bracha for Shabbos, and we need to make a bracha for Yom Kippur, so since we need to make a bracha for Shabbos and a bracha for Yom Kippur, then we could say, though, if Shlomo Zalman said, here we see that we make one bracha, each one has an effect on each other. So therefore, if you only know the Musaf of Shabbos, maybe you won't daven Shabbos on Yom Kippur, because it's not enough. You're missing out on the daven. But on Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, well, Rosh Chodesh, nothing to make bracha for Rosh Chodesh. Just need to mention that it's Rosh Chodesh. So this person who only knows the tefillah of Shabbos, so there's no problem saying the tefillah of Shabbos, because Rosh Chodesh, maybe you should say Yalevi Yavoy, maybe you should mention that it's Rosh Chodesh. But as far as it being a tefillah of Shabbos is a good tefillah. One just extra point that someone mentioned when I told them this whole Shtikl Torah. So he said to me that we found in different Nuschois, it's another change. We say Smusvei Yom Hashabbos Hazeh VeYom Rosh Chodesh Hazeh Yom Rosh Chodesh Hazeh Nasa V'Nakiv V'Panecha. It's Smusvei Yom Hashabbos Hazeh VeYom Rosh Chodesh Hazeh. But there's another Nusach. It's Smusvei Yom Hashabbos Hazeh. So he said the chay depends on that. I couldn't have Shlomo Zalman where each one has an effect on each other. It's musvei Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh. But as according to Moshe Feinstein, it's not musvei because Shabbos is one thing, Rosh Chodesh is different. It's musvei Shabbos is there. It's musvei Rosh Chodesh.